This room is a reproduction of the traditional model of a primary school, which until the 50s of the 20th century hardly underwent any variations. It is a mixed school where boys and girls of all ages were taught at the same time, although they were most often separated. The premises were usually an outbuilding of a private house, not fitted out for this use, so it often lacked some elementary conditions, such as ventilation and heating. For this reason, in winter, the children carried metal tins with an inner tank in which they put some embers to warm their feet. Teachers were poorly paid and their work was little recognized, depending on the contributions of their pupils' parents to make it to the end of the month. On the other hand, the education of girls was seen as something marginal, being enough to the mentality of the time to teach them mathematics for the good administration of the house, some notions of sacred history, and above all, sewing. Under the supervision of the teacher, the children were divided according to their ages into two groups, the younger ones around a small low table, and the older ones around a larger one with benches. This recreation shows a small collection of textbooks, materials such as rulers, pencils, and watercolors, and writing utensils such as inkwells and notebooks. On the backs and seats of the chairs, there are book holders, metal cases, sewing boxes, and frames, some with their work already begun.